A fair number of us were born in the punk era, a time of strikes, racism, and a time when the authority of governments was being challenged. We were used to telling our teachers, parents, and each other just to fuck off. My mum still reminds me of my rebellious past and knows very little about my current activities. When I was younger, it seemed like every week I was being stopped by a dickhead cop or some Muppet security type who wanted to try and search me. And now, during these viral times, it's starting again. There's no real need for anyone to know where you're going, or your name, or your motives, provided you're not causing problems that will screw up other people's lives. The petty-minded security guards and Jobsworth brain-dead cops who seem to thrive on being bullies are now happy once more, dressed in their wannabe special tactical jackets with their Batman-type utility belts. They think they have the right to fuck you about. We all know that these dickheads are just that. A waste of good breathing air. But we should treat it as a reminder that we have all our freedoms and the responsibility to keep ourselves, our families, our friends, etc. safe too. There are some who seem to think that they are immune from catching this virus, and therefore are insisting that they should just be allowed to go on with their life as usual. These people aren't necessarily thinking about the consequences of their actions. These people are sometimes the more stupid members of our communities. They will of course still catch the virus, and they'll still suffer from its effects and die. And even worse, they'll pass it on to the others around them. I overheard one teenager saying to his mate, "I don't care if they die, I'll get the fucking house." I assume that they were his parents. I'm thankful that not all teenagers were as selfish as this. These self-important people who lack a common sense are the ones who will make the whole thing far worse for everybody through their own stupidity, and will keep this virus happily infecting people for years to come, just because they have plenty of self-righteousness and fuck all common sense. The freedom to do whatever we want, whenever we want, is fantastic, but we need to remember the other part of that deal, and that's the part that says, so long as it affects nobody else. As anarchists, we all want our freedoms and we'll fight for them. And we know, internally, that these freedoms come also with limitations. All together in that one deal.